everybody, and welcome to the Apple Junkies podcast. I'm your host, TJ, and with me as usual, Benny. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Can't complain. And if I did, nobody'd listen anyways.
No, I probably wouldn't be here then.
So, you got anything before we get started here?
No, not that I could think of. You really put me on the spot like that all the time.
I know, you think you'd have something ready for me one of these days.
You think you'd put in my notes or something.
Well, we do have one programming note here before we get started. Going forward, and for the time being until further notice, we're going to start recording the show on a bi-weekly basis. With summer fastly approaching and there's a lot of stuff going on these days, we just can't keep up with doing it once a week. So we're going to move it to a bi-weekly show. We want to keep bringing you quality reviews and it's not the fact of recording the podcast once a week. It's the playing and using all the new apps, finding the time to play all those. I mean, we could sit down and play the first three games we find and then just do reviews on those, but we want to bring you, quality reviews. And basically what we do is we go through a bunch of different games each week, and the games that we pretty much don't think they're worthy of reviewing are the ones that we tell you about and what you're playing, and then we pull out the cream of the crop for the three reviews.
And it's kind of hard to talk and review a game too if your heart's really not in it. Like,
exactly,
a few of them that I throw into what you're playing, I think they're going to be great, or maybe they were free, and it's just not enough to talk about when it doesn't really interest you.
Yeah.
And plus, like right now with like our work schedules are kind of opposite of each other.
So, who knows what the future may hold. Maybe in the wintertime we'll have some more time on our hands and we'll revisit it and, start doing it weekly again. But for the time being, we're going to go bi-weekly. So,
and like you said, maybe occasionally,
We'll throw in
an extra one.
Absolutely. No reason why we can't do something like that.
Hopefully everybody can deal with that for a little while.
I think you guys will live out there.
Yeah.
All right, well, enough about that. Let's go ahead and get on with the show. Today is Monday, May 16th, and this is the 11th episode. And now it's time for new apps.
New apps.
All right, first on the list here, we've got Thor, Son of Asgard. And this is a Universal app, and it's coming in at $4.99 to start. And it's a good-looking 3D action game based on the new movie Thor that's coming out. And it's actually made by Marvel, too, so that's kind of exciting.
And the movie's actually out already.
Oh, it is now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I almost went to see it last night.
When did it come out? Just this weekend?
This past Friday.
Oh, okay.
But instead I saw Insidious,
yeah,
which was still good. Yeah. But I think I probably should have just saw Thor. I don't go to the movies too often, so.
Yeah, it's been a while here, too.
Looks pretty BA, though.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of the Thor and everything, you might want to check that out. Next on the list here, we've got a game called Paper Glider Paradrop. And I don't know, have you ever heard of Paper Glider?
I have.
That's the one that had the 10 billionth download that won that person $10,000 in iTunes.
Was that the one on iPad, though? Wasn't it on iPad?
I think it's a Universal app, but it's a free app, and I guess some little kids were downloading it, and the Apple called their parents, and the parents were like, you got the wrong number or something. They like,
yeah, they thought it was
them.
A joke or
they
something.
Thought it was like a prank call, yeah.
Nice. So, of all games to...
Yeah, right.
To hit it, huh?
So they have a new version of that game. I guess basically it's just it's the same game, but you have a little parachuter that comes out of your paper glider, and you got to land them in the middle of a target. And that's for the iPhone, and it's free with in-app purchases. Next on the list here, we've got a game called Doofus, I believe. I'm not even sure how you would pronounce that. It's D-O-F-U-S. Doofus.
Doofus.
Doofus. And it's called Doofus Battles. And this is $2.99 for the iPhone and $5.99 for the iPad right now.
That'd be one hell of a game for...
Well, listen to this. This has got a very interesting description in the App Store. It's described as the perfect mix of tower defense and real-time strategy mechanics with skillfully sprinkled with a... Wait a minute.
Sprinkled?
Yeah, skillfully... It even says that. It says skillfully sprinkled with a touch of RPG. So, I don't know. That seems like a lot going on
there.
Yeah,
it does.
But maybe you'll actually get your money's worth for $3 to $6 there.
Yeah, I like both both of those styles, so I'm already looking it up now.
Yeah, very interesting. The screenshots look intense. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on. It looked like it once. So.
And light version, too.
Oh, well, there you go. You can check it out before you splurge and spend the $3 or $6 on it.
Definitely. And it's got 5 stars already, so.
Yeah, how many? How many ratings?
56.
Wow. People are all over it.
Okay. Yeah, I might be reviewing this next week, or in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. All right, well, next on the list here, Pizza Hut HD, and this is for the iPad, and it's free. And basically, it's just the iPad version of the Pizza Hut app that's been out for the iPhone for a while, where you can order pizzas online and have them delivered or pick up straight through your phone, but now you can do it on your iPad. And last on the list, we have Golden Axe 3, and this is for the iPhone, and it's going for $2.99. Now, Ben, I know you played some Golden Axe back in the day. I
almost bought that one, too.
Is this a remake, too? Was there a Golden Axe 3 back in the day?
I'm almost positive there was a 3. Okay. I was looking at it, and I was very close to purchasing it, but I had some good times playing that game as a kid.
I never really played. I knew there was a Golden Axe 1, but I didn't know they had a 2 and a 3, so I was just kind of interested in that, see what you thought.
All these, like, remakes, though, they just haven't hooked me like I thought they would. Like, I almost bought Streets of Rage 2, and... I don't know.
Is it because it's missing the buttons?
Maybe that's it. I just was so used as a kid, arcade or Nintendo controller.
It's understandable. I mean, I've played a few games like that where I'm like, it would just be a lot better to have a controller in your hand, you know?
Yeah, it would.
All right, man. Well, that is it for new apps. Let's get into these app updates. We only got a couple here.
This is an app update.
Yeah, you want me to go first?
Well, you only have 2. I have none, so
oh.
You go first and last. How about that?
You're always putting me to work, man. All right, the first one was Halftone, and there was quite a few little things they added in. A few of the main ones were new stamp features. I guess you get 21 new stamps.
What is a stamp?
They give a few examples, like Blam, R, and others, it says.
Oh, those like basically little sentences that come out of your mouth or something? Like, a little bubble?
And they're like pre-programmed ones, kind of like comic book.
Like Batman. Yeah. Bow!
Yeah.
Bow.
Exactly. Cool, that is a stamp feature. They've got, you can customize the colors of them. They have 2 new licensed fonts, which I wasn't sure what this was, but it says Alter Ego and Billy the Flying Robot. Okay. User requests. So somebody actually asked for Billy the Flying Robot.
Font, no less.
Font, yeah.
I can't believe that's a font.
I'd never heard of that one, but it's in there now. They've got some European characters for fonts. They added TwitPic option for image upload.
That's
cool. Like, all of these look like they're user requests. They have that all in parentheses. Completely new halftone generation engine. Improved balloon shapes. And the rest of them are just some minor things, like new dot gain setting. I'm not even really sure what that one was.
Yeah, it's still a beefy little update there.
Yeah, definitely.
Added about 10, 12 things there.
And it says simpler instructions, so maybe a few people were complaining.
It wasn't exactly rocket science, but hey.
No, I didn't think it was either, so it's even simpler than before.
Outstanding.
The last one, second one, is My Artist, and there's a couple. It has new navigation. I guess it makes it easier to jump around between tracks and albums. I haven't really paid much attention to the big difference.
Okay.
And I guess improved artist bio screen, which it was already nice before the way they laid it out. So a few minor improvements on a already good app. Both of them are already good apps.
Cool. All right, that's it. I don't have any updates, so let's do this.
What you playing?
All right, Ben, what you playing?
All right, Victory March, usually $1.99 on the iPhone, currently free, and then also $1.99 on the iPad, 99 cents on there right now. And this is another side-scrolling, endless running game, but this has a World War II theme to it, and you can play as the American or Soviet soldier, and you're basically running to stop the Nazis. It has campaign mode, which I beat that. It was pretty easy, though. There was only like 6 levels, I think, and I beat it in like 20 minutes. But then survival mode is where it's at, because it's got the game center achievements, 36 total. And kind of like all the other running games, I was hoping, I don't know if you picked it up.
Yeah, this is actually on my What You Playing.
Is it? Oh, nice. So we can at least start, I didn't even look to see what your high score was.
You beat me by like a half a mile or something.
Nice. So yeah, at least it's something to go back and forth with again.
Yeah, we get a little competition going.
Yeah. The next one is Smoothie, and it is 99 cents on the iPhone.
All right.
This is like on the style of another physics-based game. Like to me, it's like a cross between like a Cover Orange and mm-hmm. Angry Birds.
Okay.
And you've discovered this small alien race, and you need to move these little aliens across the level and get them into these little time portals because they're time travelers. And you do this by moving objects, and a lot of times you'll like have to hit, like move one object to hit another to knock this little alien across the board and bounce off things and whatever. Definitely really a Cover Orange feel to it every time I play it. But really good so far. If you like this genre, I would definitely recommend it for 99 cents. It's right up there with, I'd say, close to a Cover Orange as far as like goodness of a game goes. The next one, it's not a game. I've been always like testing out these like album apps for
photos.
Like photos, yeah. Because I hate going into like on my computer. I just don't have the time to mess with like the iPhoto and all this stuff. So this one lets you organize all your apps, within the app, all your photos, and you can have like a pet file. You can have friends. You can make your own files, and it's all right. But a few of the early complaints, I've only been messing with it for a few days. People are saying, like, if you update, which I guess I had a recent update, you will, lose all the photos you already made albums with. Like, mm-hmm. You won't lose them for your phone, but you're going to lose them on the app. And then another one was people were saying that there's, like, you know how you have the location on your regular photos? It'll say where you took them at?
Right.
I guess you have to have that turned off when using it.
When using this app?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it's
ready
for prime time. I don't even know how old this is. I just picked it up this week, though. But they want 99 cents for it, so I would probably hold out. I mean, unless you're a big album organizer. I'm sure there's other ones out there, but I've just been messing with it for a little bit here. But I've been kind of slacking again. Only three this week.
All right. Well, I actually only have three, too, and one of them was Victory March.
Oh, so you got two and a half?
So I got two here. Well, actually, I would have four, but one of my other ones you're reviewing, too, so.
Really?
What's yeah. that? Well, we'll save that for later. Huh? I'll tell you when you review it. So the two other ones that I was playing, the first one is Bee Farm, and this is a universal app. It's 99 cents for a limited time. It's a 50% off launch sale, so it's going to go up to $2. And this is a line drawing game, and it's basically like a little kid's line drawing game. I didn't know that when I bought it. It's got real nice graphics and everything. It just looks like I don't know. I guess it kind of looks like a kid's coloring book now that I'm looking back
on
it.
So are you like tracing your letters and numbers?
No. Come on, no. It's not like that. But all you do is you got this little bee nest, and you draw a line from the bee nest to a flower out in the field, and then once he goes gets a little bit of pollen, you draw a line back to your bee's nest, and you got to fill up the comb basically. And every once in a while, these like evil looking Venus flytrap plants will pop up, and you got to make sure you draw your lines around them or they'll eat your bees. Very lame. Disappointed that I spent the buck on it, but
yeah.
What are you going to do? I like my line drawing game, so.
It must be a cute little game, though.
It is definitely a cute little game, but it's just not for me. And then next I was playing Death Rally. This is a pretty popular game. This one's been getting a lot of hype. Universal app. I got it for 99 cents. It's limited time. I believe maybe today or tomorrow is the last day it's going to be $1. But it goes on sale all the time. I've seen this game be for anywhere from $3 to $5 to now $1. So I would say hold off and wait for $1 if you know if it goes back up, because it goes on sale quite frequently. And it's really good, though. This is it's a shoot 'em up racing game where, you know, you got like there's probably about 6, 7, 8 cars out there, and you guys are all going at it full speed, and you're shooting guns and everything, and there's explosives on the side of the road that you can blow up with your guns, and you can level up your car and your weapons and your speed and all that stuff. Really good. I'm glad I snagged it for $1. I was gonna pass on it, but when I saw it for $1, I was like, why not? And definitely enjoying it, though.
Game Center on that one,
too? Oh, yeah. It's got Game Center. All these got Game Center that I was playing, Bee Farm, too. And that's it, man. That's all I was playing.
Slacking.
Not really. You just you're playing. Stealing all my stuff. But that's all right. We're a team. Take one for the team.
Thanks.
That's it, man. Let's get into these reviews now. Reviews. All right, reviews. I'm gonna go first.
All right, do it up.
All right, first one here. I've got a game called Glowflow. And there's no W's on that. It's GLOFLO. And this is for the iPhone, and it's 99 cents. And it's also for a limited time 50% off launch special.
I was looking at this one, too. I'm glad I did not buy it.
Yeah, so this is another line-drawing game. But it's a puzzle game, so it's a little different from the other line-drawing games that I've been playing or reviewing lately. And it's a pretty simple game for the most part. Levels are set up in little grids of dots, and you'll have like 7x10 grid of little dots, and they're spaced out horizontally and vertically from each other. And you'll have these little bugs that are scattered throughout the board strategically, and they're in sets of two. And they'll be like, for example, there'll be two blue sets, there'll be two green sets, and there'll be two red sets scattered throughout the board. And what you have to do is draw a line between two of the same color bugs. So you'll have to draw a line from the blue bug to the other blue bug, and then you'll have to draw a line from the red bug to the other red bug, and then you have to draw a line from the green bug to the other green bug. But the thing is, you can't overlap any of the lines, and you can't go over any of the space that you've already traced over through. So there's always a strategic path that you have to take to get all the bugs connected without overlapping any of the lines. And that's about it for the gameplay itself. It's real simple gameplay, but it's real fun. It's addicting, and it's definitely been grabbing my attention. One thing about this game is they do a real nice job of the difficulty curve of it. It starts out kind of easy, and then they gradually build you up until it gets really hard and everything. I think there's a lot to be said for the way a game increases in difficulty. A lot of games, they either start off real easy and then they get hard too quick, or they're too hard off the get. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just got each board just gets a little bit harder, bringing you along. And I appreciate that because, I play too many games where it's just like, goes from easy to I can't even beat the next board.
You don't even know what to do next.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. So that's it for the main puzzle game itself, but there is another game mode called Time Attack Mode. And in this one, they give you 100 seconds to rack up as many points as you can. And it's got the same layout as the puzzle mode, except for in this one, they'll only put like one or two sets of bugs out there. And you gotta draw the line between them, and you want to use as many dots as you can on the board. Because if you use all the dots, if you connect all the dots with the bugs in between, they give you 100 points bonus, plus they give you an extra 10 seconds back on the clock. And I gotta say that I've honestly been playing the time attack mode more than I've been playing the puzzle mode itself. It's really addicting. I keep going back trying to beat my score. But they're both fun for sure. Like, I mean, I would give the edge to the time attack mode, but I like them both a lot. It's really cool for a buck. It's definitely worth the buck, I think. So it's got 60 levels with the main game, and then it's got the time attack mode. It's got 16 achievements and a global leaderboard for the time attack mode. Graphics are very crisp and colorful. It's got Retina display. Not a lot going on from the animation standpoint, but it's very nice to look at. Controls are great. Haven't encountered any kind of problems. The music is it's a little unique. It's got this like chill zen-like electro sound, but then they use like little bug noises in with it, like you hear crickets chirping and stuff, but it goes along with the beat. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, relaxing.
Yeah, very very zen-like. I'm gonna give this an 8 out of 10. Like I said, it's worth the buck in my opinion. I expect them to add some more levels because, 62, you could probably go through that pretty quick, or 60, I'm sorry. So, once they add a few more levels and stuff, maybe do like an online two-player mode where you have the time attack when you're going against each other, then I'd give it a 10 out of 10. But for now, we'll go 8 out of 10.
And this is fairly new, right? Because I know I've seen it recently. I was looking at it. It had like it looked like all highlighted logo or icon. Yeah.
It's not more than... couldn't be more than a week or two old.
All right, yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, pretty cool. And that is Glowflow. Like I said, no W, just GLOFLO. And it's for the iPhone and 99 cents for a limited time.
All right, maybe I will still check it out.
Cool.
Okay, Here's one. I just found this the other day. I was eyeing this up last week and just happened to go free. It's Chicks vs. Kittens. Sounds very
sounds like manly. A game I would play.
Yeah, yeah. This is a TJ game. This is definitely more cute and cute and little. Huh?
But I'm never going to live that
no,
down.
No, you won't. This is an iPhone game for 99 cents, but like I said, it was yesterday, or maybe it was even today.
I think I just saw today still
today
for
free, because I played it for about an hour, hour and a half today, and I was like, this is cool enough and cute enough that I may as well talk about it. But this is it's type of a tower defense, and this has you defending your bird nest, and you're sitting at the top of the tree, this big old bird, and you got these kittens that keep coming up the tree, and you got to keep them from getting up there and tearing it up and eating your eggs.
Okay.
So as you're sitting up there, it starts off, you get these leaves falling from the trees, and the leaves, you got to tap them before they hit the ground, and those will equal into your coins. And then once you get the coins, it takes 25 coins, you can lay an egg, and then the egg hatches into a chicken, huh?
Okay. Is it a chicken?
You look
or a
surprised.
Chick?
It's a chick. A chick.
Is
I'm sorry.
So is a chicken up in a tree?
Yeah, it's a chick. It says chicks. Chicks first.
Is a baby? Is just a baby bird in general a chick?
Yeah, I think it's a chick. Fair enough. But yeah, I know you look surprised there. You didn't know what was going to be a hatch there, so. So yeah, these turn into like your fighter birds, all right? And your fighter birds, once they hatch...
The baby birds are your fighter birds?
Yeah, they turn into fighter birds.
What a great mom.
They come out, yeah, they turn into little fighters. Because the fighters, what they do is once you tap them, then you're going to pick one of the kittens coming up the tree. And whatever kitten you touch, they're going to dive bomb them.
Kamikaze action?
Yeah, kamikaze action. Nice. Take out the kittens, all right?
That's funny.
So what you were saying in your last game, it's a kind of a nice learning curve because they take you like all the ins and out. Like the first few levels are real slow and they keep giving you like little bubbles popping up like, all right, let's collect a leaf so you can see how you do it. Then like, let's hatch an egg.
A little tutorial as you go.
Yeah, a little tutorial. And it's like, I like when you are going through levels with the tutorial. Yeah. Like they'll show you a few bubbles, let you beat the level, then the next one. It's pretty hard to even lose on those first few levels. But it's not like you got to go into a separate tutorial altogether.
Right.
And then once you get like a few levels into it, you can start to upgrade your little hatchlings or whatever, you know, your little chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first start, like if they're just a normal little bird, they can't really take a cat out with one shot. So once you upgrade them, you get these like little helmets on and stuff, then you can take them out, the cats, in one hit. So you then, like a couple levels after that, they start showing you, like, depending on the way the sky looks, like I don't know if it means it's changing seasons or if it's going to storm or something, but leaves don't always fall. So when you see the sky like that, you'll see this little icon pop up, and it's like a leaf collector. So then you can turn some of your birds into leaf collectors. And the leaf collectors, they'll just kind of like, almost like they're shaking the branches or something. Mm-hmm. And they break loose some leaves, and then you have a constant flow. So it's like, that's where you get a little strategy coming in, like how many leaf collectors compared to how many of the other birds, like the fighter birds you want.
All right.
And they give you that standard 3-star grading system, which these days is just pretty much... standard.
That's the thing.
It give you the game center with high score leaderboards, but no achievements again. Hmm. So this is what bugs me. It's like, you're going to give me a 3-star grading system. Like, that's great. But usually when you get the game center achievements, it like means a little bit more.
You're
so
like, you beat every level with 3 stars, you get an achievement.
Yeah, you get something
like
out
that.
Of it. Yeah, so sure. I really have no point. Like one level I had 0 stars. I'm like, other than me seeing that as an eyesore, there's really no point in going on with it. But it gets pretty intense. There's like a lot going on for a little screen, and you got to really like keep time and stuff because
you start getting like tons of cats coming at
tons
you.
Of cats coming up, like waves of kittens, and they'll have like where your eggs, it takes so long before you can hatch another. Mm-hmm. So you got to like pick which kitten's the closest, or if you don't have them upgraded, your chicks, you got to make sure, you know, you take out, maybe divide up who you're hitting where, because it may take 2-3 hits on kittens. So it gets a little crazy. Graphics, it's nothing special, really. I mean, it looks pretty good. I think these days, it's like everything being Retina and stuff, mm-hmm. you just expect something to like rave to everybody. Like, oh, you got to check this new game out. It's so good. But it's, you know, it's just average. There's not much to it. It's basically a huge, like, tree. And it's not like landscape mode. It's straight up and down.
Portrait.
And you just got cats climbing with a bird nest at the top and these little chicks. So yeah, nothing really to write home about, I guess. It's got like detail though with the kittens, which it's kind of funny because once they get a few like nosedives, they'll start like missing patches of fur and they'll have like little
start getting beat up.
Yeah, beat up. They'll end up like with big old band-aids on them and stuff like that. But like patches of fur just ripped off.
So it's do all, they come back after they get knocked off?
Or yeah, like this they'll, is why they'll like
getting climbing up.
They fall back and they'll catch themselves, and that's when you'll see and they're like all tattered up and missing fur, and then they keep coming after you till you finish them off.
Well, that's some nice animation.
Yeah, so nice, you know. But like I said, the rest of it, it's you know, there's not much to look at a tree.
Yeah.
But controls, I think it works like it's supposed to. It's just since it's portrait mode, it seems like there's so much going on in that little space though. It's almost I noticed at times like it's just constant tap, tap, tap. I mean there's not much time to breathe or do nothing.
I was looking at the screenshots and the portrait mode probably fits that game best, but I so much prefer the landscape.
I do you know? Too. Just... And portrait on this like you kinda need it because if not you'd have like you'd have a bush. A
fat little tree.
Yeah. You wouldn't have no tree, it'd be a little bush on there. So the sound and graphics is not much to that either. It's just kind of like a slow piano type music, kind of boring, and lots of like bird chirping and meows. I think my dog is more amused with the sounds. I was playing before you came by, and she just kept looking, like cocking her head like sideways.
What
like,
are you doing?
Yeah, like
over
what?
There?
What is it? She's trying to figure it out, and she still hasn't. So maybe if anything, I'm gonna keep teasing her with it. But overall, I think it's like a fun, kind of different take on the whole Tower D style of games. And it definitely, in my book, it's going to get some kind of bonus points just for having birds in it.
Sure.
I mean, we're all about the birds these days.
I'm surprised it doesn't have 5 stars from 500 people.
500. Yeah. But, you know, I snagged it for free. I think it's definitely worth picking up and playing. For $1, I think I was going to end up buying this anyways because I have an eyeball on it. But I'm glad I did hold out. I'm going to have to say, though, I'll give it like a 7.5. It's not good or great,
it's
I should say.
Great.
It's not great, but it's good.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm having fun with it. It probably won't be a game I finish, though, just with everything else I'm playing and everything.
Sure.
And like I mentioned, like the 3 stars, like at least let's get some achievements. I think, though, they'll eventually do it because a lot of these games now, I know I've done a few where they'll have Game Center but no achievements. And then like a month into it, they'll throw them out there.
Putting
out
incomplete games.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I might have given it maybe an 8 had it had some actual achievements. I think it has high scores, but like, yeah, that's not really doing it for me.
It's a leaderboard.
Yeah. But once again, that is Chicks vs. Kittens, and it's usually 99 cents. Today it is free, and I'm guessing it's maybe a one-day sale. So
hopefully it'll stay free
until
this gets posted.
At least till somebody gets to listen, and if they like Chicks and Kittens, you'll love this.
Man, you are a tower defense machine.
I know.
You average like 1.5 reviews of tower defense
in the
show.
I know. I was thinking about that when I was writing this one. I'm like, oh, man, like... this and I have another Tower D style game.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Nothing wrong with that, though. Tower D is good stuff. Good stuff.
That it is. So I hope everybody has some kind of
soft
spot in their souls for Tower D games.
Cool. All right, man. My next review is not a game. It is a weather app, and it's called Fahrenheit-Weather and Temperature on Your Home Screen. And this is a universal app. It's 99 cents. And there's also a Celsius version of this app, too, in case that's how you go by your weather in your country or whatever. I know here in the States we use Fahrenheit, but I'm pretty sure the rest of the world uses Celsius.
I think they do, too. Does Canada use Celsius?
I'm almost positive. So I don't understand why they didn't just make that an option in this app. Like, do you want to use Celsius or Fahrenheit? But that's the route they took. So, as I said, it's a weather app, and I'm not a big weather app guy. Hell, I'm not even a big weather forecast guy, mostly because they're wrong most of the time.
That's what I was thinking.
I really don't care about the weather, but this intrigues me, because the one thing that's cool about this app is that you can see the temperature all the time right there on the app. It pushes the temperature into the little badge that you would normally get for like notifications and stuff, letting you know like you have a you have one turn to make in Scrabble or something, you get a little badge up there. Well, this is constantly updating and pushing the temperature. Like, I don't know where my
phone is. So it changes all day.
Oh, yeah. It's always changing. It's always up to date. Like, right now it says 46 degrees, and that's probably about right outside.
No, and it goes based on GPS location, or do you set where you want?
You set your, when you first open the app, you set your city up and everything, and it just pulls it from that city. So, I mean, I got it set up for Cleveland, so it's just going to pull from the database for Cleveland. And it's real nice. Just constantly keeps updating. I don't really go into the app itself, but when you do go into it, it's a standard weather app. It's got all the bells and whistles you want, like, you know, precipitation and feels like sunset, sunrise, pretty much everything you can think of. The only thing it doesn't come with standard, though, is the rain maps and stuff. You know, like we see the radar.
Like, I use TWC, and it's got all that.
Yeah. You can actually buy that for an in-app purchase for another buck. It'll give you the radar maps and stuff. But like I said, I don't really care about all that. The Weather Channel app and the stock one are the only other two apps, weather apps, that I've even used. Mm-hmm. And both of the stock one is buried like in a folder that I don't use.
I don't use it either.
And the Weather Channel app is buried in a reference folder.
So yeah, that's the one I've been using since the get-go, and I love that one. But
yeah, it gets the job done.
It does, but like you're saying, the weather maps, I honestly never use them because those weather, they confuse me looking at them. It's like the same thing, moving.
I hear you.
It makes no sense to me. I just like to read, like, does it have where they'll have, like, a little summary for each day or something. It does have that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like I said, when you open it up, it's got a 7-day forecast, and then you touch on whatever day, and it'll give you a 3-hour by 3-hour. You know, it'll say like 8 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock, and then 2 o'clock.
See, I keep holding out, thinking TWC will come out with a little badge. With an update to
that. Well, you know, they have a paid version of that app, so if anything, it's going to go to that one. But, yeah, I mean, I moved this right to my home page because I just like to be able to, you know, when I'm glancing at my home page, you see the temperature at all time. I don't have to go into the app or anything like that. Like I said, I never went into the Weather Channel app unless people would be like, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? And I'd be like, okay, I'll go check for you. But me personally, I could care less what they think it's going to happen tomorrow because it usually doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's got to be the greatest thing to be a weatherman. It's the only job in the world where you could be wrong more than half the time and still keep your job. It's amazing. Like, they got it made. They could just, it's, from what I can tell, it's just an educated guess. They're like, well, you know, it's raining over in Detroit, so it's probably going to rain in Cleveland.
Probably going to rain here.
Yeah. But I digress. That's about it for the app. It's really cool. I mean, if you're looking for a new weather app, or if you just want to be able to see the temperature at a glance without having to go into an app and everything and do all that business, this is probably the one for you. So with that being said, like I said, I'm not a weather app aficionado or anything, but I'm gonna give this a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's great. I deducted the point just because they didn't give you the radar maps with it. You got to buy that one in app purchase. I feel like that was a little chintzy on their part. But, you know, I can live with it because, like I said, I wouldn't use the maps anyways.
Maybe you got a future in meteorology.
No.
No?
No. That boat is long sailed.
Yeah, I could see it now, dude. Local news.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
All right, maybe I will check that out. I'm still holding on my TWC, hoping they give me my free version and a bubble.
That's fair, man. That's maybe it's not for everybody, but it's only $1, and it's called Fahrenheit. Weather and temperature on your home screen, and it is a universal app.
Or is it called Celsius if you're...
Yes, it would be Celsius if you're somewhere else besides the U.S.
All right. Cool. I'm going to talk... This is a new game. I'm going to talk about Army of Darkness Defense.
Nice.
This just came out, I think, this past week, and I snagged the iPad version. Like, it was out. I saw this come out, and I think it was only out for like a half hour, and I grabbed it for $2.99 on the iPad. And then, like, the next morning, I did see it was on the iPhone, too, for 99 cents.
Yep.
But I'm really not regretting spending the extra money. These types of games, I prefer the extra
real estate. It's a good-looking game.
It definitely is. And as soon as I saw this, like, I was totally pumped. I remember, like, texting you, like, I don't know if you saw it, dude, but I'm thinking about buying it. I want to do a review on it and stuff, so... If you've never heard of the movie Army of Darkness, you're missing out. It's kind of its own little cult following. It's
cheesy,
one of the movies.
Cheesy horror movie. Yes. It's so good.
I looked it up. It was 1992. That's just where it's like a guy time travels and he goes back to medieval times.
Classic.
He's got like a chainsaw in his hand and a shotgun. He takes out the Walking Dead.
It's so bad, it's good.
Yes, exactly. You nailed it on that. But they label this in the description as a casual defense style game.
Okay.
And it has you playing as the main character from the movie, Ash, and he's the time-traveling store clerk, and he's helping protect Lord Arthur's castle from the undead.
Sure.
And inside the castle they have, which is, this is from the movie too, it's called the Unholy Book, and the undead want this.
Yeah.
And they're coming for it, so you got to defend the castle and defend the book. So you're going to start off each wave, like beginning of each level, you're Ash, and like, you know, all defense-style games, you gotta purchase your army as you go along. And other than yourself, Ash, you get an ironsmith. And the ironsmith, he pounds out iron bars. And you collect them automatically, and then when you beat certain enemies, they'll drop them too. And this is how you collect your money to get your army. And then you also collect gold coins as you go. And the gold coins always come from defeating enemies, too. And these will help you, like, between levels, you can purchase upgrades with the coins and everything.
Get more towers.
Yeah, silver bars are for, like, during battle, and then the gold coins are between levels. But you get to select from, like, I think there's about, I want to say, like, I'm almost to where I have all of the options to get, like, all the, like, all the different knights and towers, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing there's about 16 or so.
Wow.
Yeah, that's nice. And they have, like, all different kinds. Like, you can get, like, weaker ones that are archers who you can shoot from long distance, or you can get, like, these big beefy guys who have, like, the thickest armor, and they're more for, like, kind of, like, pushing the pile forward, and it's harder to break.
Are all 16 upgradable?
Yeah, nice. All 16. Oh, yeah, there's quite a few upgrades. I'll get to that in a second here.
Okay.
But a lot of these characters, they've inserted, like, a lot of them, I was looking in the description, and it's been a while since I saw the movie, but, like, a lot of them are from the actual movie.
Nice.
So it kind of has me wanting to watch the movie again, just because I'm so into this game right now.
It's only been about a half a year since I last, it was on, like, Sci-Fi or something last year I was watching.
My cousin was just telling me about this, too. This, I think it was yesterday I saw him. He was talking about Army of Darkness, because I mentioned the game, and he's like, I got it if you want to borrow it, so I may have to do that. But back to the review. You also get to select, like, when you start each level, you get two special skills, and these are, like, time recharge skills, where once you use them, it just takes a little bit of time to get them back. Like, one of them, like, one of my faves is the magic book, and when you use that, he'll, like, say a spell. But the problem is he gets it wrong, the spells, a lot of times, so you don't always know what you're getting. Sometimes he'll get you, like, an archer. Other times he'll get, like, a little bit of extra health. And it's funny because he'll, like, be saying it, and he stumbles over his words, and he just, like, blah, 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 blah. And he just throws in some mumble jumble at the end, like he's going to trick the book,
That's so perfect.
And it's just like the movie. I've been using, too, I like to get these catapults or arrows, and then you click that, and wherever you're standing, it'll rain down, like, a bunch of catapult, like big rocks or whatever the catapults throw, or you'll get your arrows shooting down. I've locked, I'd say, about half of them. I think there's about 8 to 12, it looks, for special weapons. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's another just bonus right there. But you can only use two at a time, so it's kind of disappointing. I want to use them all.
Yeah,
but,
that'd be nice.
Yeah, maybe it would make it a little too easy. And then you get castle defense things as well. Like, you can have wall archers. You can have, like, different catapults. These catapults are, like, huge, too. They're, like, lined up on the sides of the castle. But I like between the catapults and the wall archers, and you can upgrade these guys, too. So, like, even if you don't have, like, many defenders yet, if they get close to the castle, I mean, they just start shooting down arrows and dropping catapults on them and all this other good stuff. But all these upgrades, like, if it's for your actual character, Ash, he can get upgraded. It's your castle defenses or your special skills. All this stuff is when you are in between levels. This is where you use your gold coins. And you get your gold coins from, like I said, killing your enemies. Mm-hmm. Or when you beat each level, I think, I want to say you even get more depending on how well you perform in the level. But then you get, like, a boatload of coins from there, too. So, like I was saying, you start with Ash and the Ironsmith at the beginning. And Ash has, they call it the boomstick. It's like his shotgun, sawed-off shotgun or something. And when he starts off, you're by yourself with the, you know, your Ironsmith. And what I'll do is I'll run forward and I'll, like, meet the oncoming army. And I'll just start using the shotgun. And he fires automatically. You just have to, like, go forward or backwards with the arrows on, like, one on the right, one on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're building up iron to buy stuff, that's when you can either upgrade your Ironsmith, so you get even more iron bars quicker, or you can start building up your army. And one thing I don't want to jump too far ahead before I mention this. They do have the sawed off. Oh, I'm sorry, I got the sawed off shotgun. They do have the chainsaw, but mm-hmm. I haven't gotten it yet. And that's like every time I think of this movie, I think of that dude, the chainsaw, like, because he's missing. If you haven't seen the movie, he's missing his right hand, mm-hmm. so he attaches the chainsaw to his hand. But I've put in at least a couple hours, and I'm still on the boomstick, so I got to be close to getting the chainsaw, real close. But so I can only imagine how much better it's going to get. But after you upgrade Ash, his hits get, like, more powerful, and he's, like, your main character. He's, like, the most important. It's like the queen in chess. Like, he can move anywhere he wants. You can control him. He's great for helping defend, but at the same time, he can also be hit and take damage. And once he gets hit, and his power meter goes down, if you're not careful, like, the screen gets red and stuff, so you know, back off. If not, it doesn't matter how many guys you got out there. If he's dead, he's dead, and then you got to start over. You lose
the level.
Yeah. But like I was saying, if you start getting damage, you retreat, and then he will slowly start to regain his power, and that's when you just kind of let the rest of your army take charge for a little bit. They also give an option. You can buy a wizard, and the wizard, his only job is, you know, he's very vulnerable himself, but he will heal you first. And then if you're healed, he starts to heal anybody in your party. Cool. So if some of your bigger guys are up front, he starts shooting these, like, magic, like, looking balls at them, and he starts replenishing their power too. Like standard Tower Ds, you got a few lanes to defend, and it you don't have to worry about, like, which lane you're in. Once you pick your army guys, they pretty much will just move to wherever the action's at, which is real nice, because there's so much going on as it is. You don't need to worry about anything else. Mm-hmm. It, like I said, it claims to be casual defense, but I think it's pretty tough, in my opinion, but in a good way. Like, I wanted this to be a challenge. I didn't want it to be something. When I saw casual, I was like, ah, really? Like, I want this to be...
This is formal. Huh?
Yeah, I want this to be good. Yeah, it's formal. Formal dance. So, like most defense games, you really got to get, like, the right mix of defenders. You got to know how much, like, if you're going to beef up your ironsmith in the beginning, or you want to get all your soldiers first, it's totally up to you. And, you know, you're going to lose some levels, and that's where you got to go in with a different strategy. And I'll admit, the first couple waves, though, I was like, it's not kind of what I was expecting. I was thinking, I don't know what I was thinking, but it was just not what I was thinking. I was like, oh, I hope I like this, you know?
Right.
And within 10 minutes, I couldn't put it down.
Nice.
It's been like total crack for me. The amount of upgrades you can choose from too, it's like I'm constantly like trying to switch, like, because you can only have so many like defenders out there. You can only have so many special skills, and I'll start to upgrade the one. I'm like, oh man, this guy looks even better. You get a new guy, then you want to upgrade him. So replay, I mean, I'm constantly tweaking things, trying new things out. And last night, I mean, I played till my iPad died. I was down to 1%, and I kept looking. I didn't want to die in the middle of, like, a wave. So I kept, like, leaving after every wave, like, okay, down to 3%. I got at least one more round. Yeah, at least got one more round in me. And I probably played till, like, 2 in the morning last night, and I still had to be up early for work.
Wow.
And then on top of all this goodness here, it still has 52 games and achievements.
Awesome.
And in the description, it says 50 waves initially, and I think I'm a good 30 in, okay. So I'm more than halfway. But the way it says initial 50, I'm guessing they're going to be coming out with more. I don't think they would just say initial without meaning.
Yeah, read between the lines.
Though. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing, reading between. But graphics, I think they're great. Everything about it looks good, from the characters. It
looks great.
Yeah. The, like, even the layout, where they put all your objects, your items, your soldiers, like, everything is right where you need it to be.
How do you think it would be on the phone?
I think it'd be probably just as good.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm sure that extra real estate.
Yeah, definitely is. And what I like about the placement, like some iPad games, I find myself having to, like, reach my thumbs out really far. Everything just is, it's right there.
Where you need it.
Yeah, exactly. Good, it's really good. Controls, works like a charm. I have not had any issues. I mean, no crashing, not a single problem with this game so far. Sound-wise, it has, like, the music, it's like a triumphant, like, battle music.
Epic,
like,
battle
music. Yeah, like trumpets and all crazy stuff like that. But then the sound effects are what make it. It says it has over 100 original quotes from the movie. And I haven't turned the sound off once. Like, you want to listen to it. Yeah.
Cracking up hearing all that stuff.
And it sounds like original voices. So, I mean, it's right from the movie. It's very good stuff. But overall, I got to say, this is definite buy. I'm really glad I spent the extra money for the iPad, and I'm sure the iPhone's just as good. Mm-hmm. But if you have an iPad, I would probably go with it. And I'm going to have to say, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
There
it
is. I don't
give many 10 out of 10s.
No, you don't. You're stingy with the 10.
Yeah, I am stingy with the double digits. And Army of Darkness Defense. It's 99 cents on the iPhone, $2.99 on the pad. And it does say introductory price, so they could be jacking it up.
How about that?
So if you're thinking about it, unless you're going to hold out for a few months when it goes 99 cents, which I'm sure they all
eventually will. Yeah.
But I would definitely get this now. It is top notch. One of my new faves.
Good stuff, man. Looks really good.
You should at least get it on the phone, even though I reviewed it.
No, 99 cents. I probably will. I mean, it looks great. And after you raving about it, why not grab it? All right. My last review here is for a game called Siege Hero. This is another new one. This just came out for the iPhone. It's 99 cents. And for all intents and purposes, this is an Angry Birds clone. It's actually made by the same company that made Crush the Castle. And for those of you that don't know what Crush the Castle is, it's basically Angry Birds with catapults as weapons instead of birds, and you're killing medieval times people like kings, queens, and knights instead of pigs.
Taking out the royalty.
Yes, yes, yes. And I bring this up because they actually came out with Crush the Castle before Angry Birds. Basically,
people forget that, though.
Yes, basically Angry Birds stole the gameplay from Crush the Castle, and they made it a little cuter and a little funner, and they went on to make millions upon millions of dollars with somebody else's ideal. And I actually feel bad for the devs of Crush the Castle, because it's like they came up with this great ideal, and then Angry Birds just
heard of them.
And yeah, I mean, there's very few people that even know this game exists. And then the Angry Birds just comes in, snags their ideal, makes it a little, you know, adds a little bells and whistles to it, and they just go on and make. I mean, it's basically the face of iOS gaming, and it's on every platform now. I mean, it's basically like what Words with Friends did with Scrabble too. You know.
True.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Scrabble's doing fine. They're making tons of money on the iPhone, but Words with Friends is on every platform now. It's on Android. It's on everything, and they're just making a killing, and all they did was rip off Scrabble.
Yeah, took it from them.
But I should get back to the review here of Siege Hero. So I just thought I'd throw that in there because I don't think too many people know about that little tidbit there.
We just want to give them props, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
yeah. So there's no slingshots or anything in this game, and it's basically Angry Birds, but you have a first-person view of it instead of from the side. So you're looking dead on at it, and like I said, there's no slingshot to pull back or anything. You just tap on the screen for wherever you want to shoot. And it's got this cool little zoom option that when you point your finger at the screen, a little bubble will pop up next to where your finger's at, and it'll be like a magnified view of what you're pointing at. So you can get real precise with your aiming and stuff. And this comes really in handy because this game has a little more strategic to it as to where you've got to hit the castles to knock it down. Like, I feel like with Angry Birds, a lot of how well you do on each level depends on a little bit of luck, you know? Like, just stuff will start crashing everywhere, and you kind of get lucky with if you're going to get the three stars or not. And I'm not saying that this game doesn't have any luck or anything to it, but it just feels like there's more strategy involved in this to knock down the castles and stuff. So, I mean, What was I going to say? The weapon selection of this is a lot better than Angry Birds 2. Like, you just got your little birds in Angry Birds, but this one you got a big boulder, you've got three boulders, you've got one bomb, you've got three bombs, you've got this, like, barrel of tar that you throw, and it does, like, the splatter motion, and it'll kill, like, a dudes in, like, a nice little array.
And does this, like, do you select what you want, or do you have...
No, it gives it to you. It gives you... You don't really get to choose what you're going to... It shows you what you're going to have. Like, it'll show you your weapons that you got for that board, but you only get, like, four, maybe five shots or something.
And you get to pick which one you least want next?
No, they go in whatever order they... Well, it's not random. They set the order for you. Like, if you play the board over a bunch of times, it's the same order of weapons that are come out for you. But it's also got one last little weapon that it looks like a Molly it's like a Molly cocktail, but it looks like fire in a beaker.
Yeah. There it is again.
The beakers always show up. I don't know what's going on. It's beaker craziness, but yes.
We need like a buzzer or a sound effect or just a button.
We need a bird sound effect and we need a beaker sound effect. Because it seems like they're all over the place these days. And when the beakers Well, whatever they are, they're flaming beakers.
Even better. Yes. Yeah. Sounds like it could be a drink.
Yeah, you know
two
what?
Two flaming beakers that, over here.
Dude, that's good stuff right there. I like the sound of that. Yeah. So when these beakers hit wood, they'll splatter and they'll burn all the wood in like a little area of the screen. You know, maybe like, it'll spread out a little bit and just burn down wood. It doesn't work on metal or stone or anything like that. But it's real nice for the wood because it burns down, get a nice collapsing thing going on. So, like I said, it's for all intents and purposes, it's an Angry Birds clone. That's about it. The only differences are the weaponry and the first person.
Sounds like I'd like the view a little better.
Oh, yeah, I love the first person action of it. It's really cool. I like the fact that you don't have to do the whole, how far you pull back the slingshot motion. I like that you just tap at it and it chucks whatever you're going at it. And it's got the whole zoom in feature and everything. Works real nicely together. It's a great game. It's more Castle crushing fun in the palm of your hand. That's all I can say.
Nice.
And it's got the standard 3-point scoring, but in this one, it gives you a little like crowns, I guess. You get a gold crown for the best and a silver crown for the second one. And then the bronze is actually it's like a crummy looking Viking helmet with it's like all cracked and there's horns coming out of it and everything.
You don't even want that one.
No, you do not want that. So, to start, it's got 63 levels. It does say that they're coming out with more. You know, this just came out, and I gotta tell you, I crushed through the 63 levels in probably about an hour and 20 minutes, if that. So, I'm pretty excited about the new stuff coming out. Hopefully, it won't be too long. Some of these games take like 3-4 months to come out with updates. I'm hoping this will be on the quicker side.
Like a stupid zombie?
Yeah, like weekly. I'm surprised we didn't have an update for
too.
Them.
This is like first time.
I think this is the first time since like episode 7 we didn't have an update for them. So it's got the 63 levels to start. And it also, if you get all gold crowns on all 63 of those, though, there are an additional 10 levels that it unlocks. A little bonus action there for you. I haven't gone back and beaten them all with gold yet, so I don't know what those are like. Like I said, it even says we're planning on coming out with a lot more updates. It's got 26 Game Center achievements right now, and it's got a global leaderboard. Graphics are real nice looking, cartoon-like type drawings with Retina graphics. Controls are spot on, especially that little zoom feature. It's really slick, like great addition. Like they were, that was just a great thing that they came up with. Like they could have just been like, we'll just throw this together. But that's some quality engineering there. I appreciate it a lot. Music, unfortunately, there is no music. You just hear like sound effects and buildings crumbling and people moaning and groaning as the buildings are falling on.
Sometimes that's a good thing, no music.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times I like to listen to a podcast or my own music anyways.
We don't need no like pirate jigs or anything like that.
None of that. So overall, I'm gonna have to give this an 8 out of 10 for now, because it's kind of on the short side. But like I said, the devs are promising a lot more to come, so that's a good thing. And dare I say, I like this more than Angry Birds.
I don't think it's that hard to say. I mean, some people
might be offended by that, but yeah.
Just because it's got birds doesn't mean we're gonna love it, TJ.
I do. I like it a lot. I can't wait for the updates and stuff. Obviously, this pales in comparison as far as like content of Angry Birds as like. Up to like 500 levels or something. I don't even know how many levels they got now. They just keep coming out with update after update. So this has got a long way to go to catch up in that retrospect. But it's a great little game. I definitely think it's worth the buck right now. And once they add more, it's going to be even better. And that's Siege Hero. It's for the iPhone and 99 cents.
Cool. Yeah. All right. This game, I'm guessing this was in your what you're playing,
yep.
Metal Storm Online, and
yes,
that's
sir.
One word.
Mm-hmm.
I know you'd said maybe we'd both talk about this one when we saw it, but I decided to jump ahead.
That's all right.
I figured you could put your input. You played it too, right?
Yeah.
And this one is, it says it's supposed to be 99 cents, but I thought it was a totally free game.
It's free with in-app purchases.
All right, and that's like, I'll get to the in-app in a minute, but this one I saw had a lot of hype. It may have even been game of the week in the App Store.
Oh, really?
It may have been. I've seen it all over, though. But this is where you control a fighter plane, you combat against other online opponents.
Dogfighting simulator.
Yeah, good stuff. I mean, they have the online, or you can do survival mode where you just kind of tune up your own skills and get the basics. And the game's good in my opinion, but the upgrade system, it's like when you start out, they take you through the tutorial and they're, oh, here's money, buy this, but get some new missiles and cannons and all this other good stuff. But then once you start playing, like I played in survival mode just to get a hang of the game, yeah. and I like used all my missiles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I was ready to go on to the online. I'm like, all right, I'll give this a try. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go buy some new upgrades because they're like, oh, go and buy upgrades. So I go in there and you got to actually pay money for them.
All the really good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff. Money for. Yeah, a dollar. Oh, this. And they have like little sales like, oh, 30% off this week. Buy these for only $5.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, like, I would rather probably just pay for the game than you have to do that.
Couldn't agree more.
Now, you can slowly gain some money.
And it's slow.
It's real slow. Yeah. But it's not like you can't play because they give you unlimited bullets.
Stock missiles and stuff. They don't do nearly as much damage. And they give you a stock plane that doesn't, it's not as fast or as good or anything.
But if you're going to be playing people online, like some people are going to be buying the big juicy upgrades. And I did play a few times. And like the first time, I didn't even notice there was a time limit. Like neither of us shot each other down. So it was like a draw.
Yeah. But I didn't like that either.
No, I thought you should at least have a winner.
You should play to three or something. Like first one of three kills or two out of three.
Because then the next game I lost and I got shot down like three times. And I was freaking out. Like, what the hell? I thought it would be over. But no, you play for 2.5 minutes and see who gets the most kills. But like, as far as controlling, I had issues with the controls a little bit. Like, they work, don't get me wrong, but especially when starting off in online mode, the first couple of times I crashed. Like, I was, like, holding my phone almost up over my head to, like, pull out. Like, maybe they're trying to make it realistic. Like, you're trying to pull up out of a nosedive.
No, that's what drives me crazy about these tilt control games. Like, you'll start off with it in front of your face, and you're moseying along, and the next thing you know, you got it.
Yeah.
Over your head, you're over to the right. You look like you're like looking for stars or something. Like you look ridiculous by the time you're in the middle of the game, and it's just.
I read a review. Somebody said, "I like the game, but can you please do another control option? Because when I ride the subway in the morning,
I don't want to look like
I can't play this. I keep bumping into people and everything, but you get your like little crosshair and you line people up and then you got on the right, you got your missiles and your cannons and stuff
it
like that.
It locks in too.
And it does lock in pretty nice. And you, as far as like when incoming stuff's coming, you get the little notification like incoming and you get the little arrow showing you like it's coming from this way, you better
roll. You gotta do like barrel rolls and stuff or you can do flips.
Yeah, and the flips and barrel rolls work quite well. It's very nice. And you just gotta swipe left or right or up and down and you'll do barrel roll or flips. And if you don't barrel roll, you're going to get hit.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I like, it just feels pretty sweet when you got to like, you do like a double or triple barrel roll.
You see the missiles
and
fly by.
They just miss, and you hear them going by you. So, I mean, the controls are a little off, yes, and I don't like the in-app, but it's still pretty cool stuff.
See, I don't think the controls are off. I think they work good for that type of game, like probably one of the best ones I've found, but it just doesn't matter how good the controls are. You're going to end up with
all
your arms above your head, and you're staring up, and yeah, just all over the place. Because it's just the nature of the beast when you're playing that kind of game. Like, you can't contain it. You're just,
no, you can't. It's like when you watch little kids playing video games, and they're jumping with the remote.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly what it is like. And then when you do roll, too, you got to watch, too, because you have this, like, little, like, power gauge.
You got to recharge.
Yeah, you got to recharge. Or sometimes, like, if you're chasing someone down, you got to hit the turbo, and that's going to take down from your gauge, too. A few complaints, too, I read. Unless you have a device that has game center capabilities, you're probably not going to play it because people are saying they couldn't log in and they can't play without game center, which is kind of obvious. If it's game center activated and you're playing through game center, you're not going to be able to play. If you have like a 3G, I don't think you're going to be able to play. Original iPod.
I'll tell you what's really slick about the game center is it stores all your information online. Like I started playing on my pad, and then I opened it for the first time on my phone, and it had all my stats and everything loaded right up.
Cross
conversion. Yeah, I was loving it. That's really cool.
So yeah, that's nice because we're always talking about that too.
That's huge.
I think graphically too, it looks good.
Looks good.
You know, it's nothing like oh my god.
It's just like mountains and sky. And
yeah,
a couple
but
of
it, you know, for a flight simulator, it definitely looks good.
Oh no.
Control wise, like I'm just saying, like it's good, but it's just these style of games.
It's just tough to.
Just tough.
Yeah.
I feel like a goof. Like I'm in my own house doing it. I can only imagine a guy talking about the.
I would
like,
not be playing this on the subway. Or a bus.
And you're probably in an online match, and you don't want to just like forfeit.
Right.
So like, I'm just gonna finish this. Like, excuse me, I'm gonna elbow you. Music-wise, I didn't really know this much, like, in the main menu, and there might be a little background, real quiet, low music, but for the most part, you're just getting, like, explosions and...
hear jets and
jets
stuff.
And stuff like that. Yeah. But overall, I would rather just straight up buy the game. I'd pay like $3 or something just to be able to have it on a fair playing scale where I know depending what you do in battle, that's how you're going to gain more experience and upgrades and stuff like that. I could go on and drop $100 on the game if I really want, but I mean, what's anybody getting out of that? Like, so you got the best plane and missiles and everything.
Is it really worth all that?
No, it's not. And I think they would get more. I mean, maybe they're thinking they're going to get more money this way, but I think it would get even more people into it without the in-app. Because, fine, for a few matches, you just spend $5 to get all these upgrades. You're going to have to do that again
and that's,
in
yeah,
a few
it's gone.
Days.
It's gone after a couple of matches. Like, it'd be one thing if you, like, you bought an upgrade of missiles and it was, like, an unlimited amount of those
exactly.
upgraded
like,
missiles.
Once you have
but you only
them,
get,
have
like, 30 of those
or
missiles.
They, or if they recharged every day, which maybe they do. I doubt
they do.
I don't think they do. But yeah, if it was something that recharged even by the day, like, all right, I played so many rounds today, I can wait till tomorrow. But no, once they're gone. And like you said, it does go very quickly. I'm going to have to say, I'd like to give it more, but I'm going to have to go with about a 7
out
of 10.
Yeah, sounds about right.
You know, and mainly because of
the
way the
in-app
is. I mean, I could see if it was $1 and $1 would get you like a couple weeks worth of something or even a week. I'd consider, drop a buck.
You would have
see
to pump some coin in this
you
to
would.
Have like a really good plane and stuff like that. And I gotta say, I must have got lucky because I played about 6 online matches and I tore up 4 of them and we drawed with the other 2. So I have an undefeated record, actually.
There you go.
But I guess I was playing other people that don't have souped up planes either because I would assume that if they had one of the big planes, they would have just tore me up, you know?
But it's cool how they have, like, they'll have, like, their rankings and stuff like that when you go to play. I'm like, they put a lot of time into
it. You level up and stuff.
And you can still play for free. Just don't expect to probably win a whole lot without the upgrades.
First 2 matches I played were the draws, and me and this dude, whoever I was playing, were just like a dog chasing its tail. We're just flying around in a circle.
I was doing the same
and
thing.
And after that second one, I draw again. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna mix it up here. And I started doing like the flips and stuff while they were chasing me. So then I'd end up behind them and stuff, and I'd be like, blah 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 blah, and tore them up. So you gotta use a little strategy when you're flying, or you'll just sit there and chase each other in a circle for
that's,
2 and a half
That's what we
minutes.
Were doing my first game. That's why it ended in a draw. Nobody got each other. And
that's
where like I'm like almost making circles with my like almost turning around like trying to turn with my phone.
I know exactly what you mean.
I'm like, where is, you could see his little arrow, like I know he's close and just couldn't catch him though. But that is Metal Storm, one word, and Metal Storm Online, and it's free on both iPad and iPhone.
Universal app.
Universal.
All right, man, that is it for reviews, so let's do these oldie but goodies.
Time for oldie but goodie.
That's an oldie but a goodie. All right, go ahead, man. Tell us your oldie but goodie.
All right, this one, I've actually heard people dog on this app before, and I don't know why. It's a navigation app. It's the MapQuest 4 mobile, and that is MapQuest number 4 in mobile. And I've been...
It's free, too. Don't
it is
that.
Free. It's free, and I've been so close a few times. I've seen where there's been price reductions in, like, the bigger ones, like a TomTom app and things
Navigon
like that. Yeah, but for as much as I'm going to use it, it does exactly what I need. Guy I work with today, he's like, oh man, my mom needs directions. She doesn't have a GPS. He's like, could you punch it up on your phone? And I just used MapQuest and plugged it right in. 30 seconds later, I got step-by-step directions.
It does turn by turn.
Turn by turn, and it talks to you too.
Absolutely.
Like, you hook it up in your car through your, you know, through your actual stereo.
Yeah.
What I like about it is I'll be listening, say, to the iPod or like a podcast, and it dims the music or the sound, and the woman will come through, tell you, next, you know, turn, make a right or something.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty slick.
It works very well. It's totally free. They're constantly updating, too. Every couple months, they get an update, either bug fixes, adding maps. And before GPS and everything got real popular, I mean, MapQuest is what everybody went to.
Yeah.
My parents still use MapQuest, even though they have a GPS now. Like, it's just easy. My wife still uses it once in a while.
Yeah.
If you're not going that far, and we actually use this over... this past fall, we went to Kentucky, we drove, and I used the MapQuest app, and it got us from Cleveland to Kentucky the entire way, not one issue. So, you know, maybe in some congested areas where you got tons of tiny little streets and stuff, maybe you're not, you know, maybe it's going to get a little mixed up, but for the most part, for free,
yeah.
I don't think you can beat it.
No, I agree, man. It's pretty
very
cool.
Handy. So if you want to save yourself $30, check out MapQuest.
The only thing is that, you know, it works off of internet and stuff. So if you have really bad internet service, like when you're driving around, it could screw with you there. You know what I mean?
But doesn't it, I think it stores it, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
No, because I've had times where I was in an area where it had bad service and the person would say, like, turn left here. And I'd be like literally passing the turn as
see,
they were saying.
That hasn't happened
it. It's
to
a little
yet,
delayed.
I
and I think I blame that on the internet service that I was in that area. I don't really think it was the app itself, because for the most part, it's usually right on. It lets you know plenty of time ahead, like, you know, 500 feet before you're going to turn. You're going to turn right up here. So it usually gives you ample time. But I guess it depends on how good your service is where you're using it.
And, you know, the stock navigation, at least that, you know, if you go mm-hmm. offline, you can
yeah.
still read the directions.
You can always resort
through
to that. Yeah.
But yeah, for this, the talk, that's what I like the best. I when I'm in the car by myself driving, it comes in very handy instead of having to constantly look down at the stock option app.
Yeah. All right, man. My oldie but goodie is Tipstar, and that's one word, Tipstar. It's for the iPhone and it's free. This has been around for a long time. This is probably one of the first apps that I ever even downloaded. And basically, it's just a tip calculator. I use it every time I go out to eat. You punch in how much your bill is. You can punch in however many people you have in your party if you want to split it up. Like, you know, if you want to split it up two ways or three ways. I think you can split it up to 8 different ways if you want to. Then you type in how much gratuity you want to leave. If you want to leave 10%, 15%, 18%, or 20%. And boom, it just gives you what your tip should be. Real simple to use. It's free, and you know, I dig it. I like to be able to leave every, you know, I want to leave a fair amount for the waiter. And, you know, I don't want to have to sit there and add up, you know, carry ones and everything after having a couple of drinks with dinner and everything.
Yeah.
Might get a little out of hand. So it's real nice to just be able to bring this up, punch in your stuff. 2 seconds later, you got your tip. Boom, you're out.
One thing too, if you do not have a tip app or a tip calculator, I know some servers, and they do say if it's good service,
mm-hmm.
try and do 20%.
Yeah.
And to do 20%, you always just double the front number.
Okay.
So if it's $60, you double that, $12.
Yeah, but sometimes.
But sometimes
you don't
you're right. Sometimes
20%.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And I swear, wasn't there like a Seinfeld episode where they had the tip calculator?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure.
They were talking about tips. Yeah, it sounds very familiar. So, yeah, that's Tipstar. Like I said, one word, no space in between there. And it's free. So, check it out.
Check it out for your server's sake.
All right, man, that is it. We're going to get out of here, but let me give out our information here real quick. Send your emails and voice messages to theapplejunkies@gmail.com. If you want to get together with us on Game Center, Ben's Game Center is Apple Junkies, one word, capital A, capital J. Mine is capital TJSTARX, TJ Starks. And you can follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Apple_Junkies. And you can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/theapplejunkies. And we do post a free app of the day on both of those once a day, probably around between 10 and noon. And normally it's a paid app, but it's free for the day or a couple of days or whatever. And lastly, if you want to check out our website, we've got links and everything to all the apps that we talk about, direct links to iTunes. And that is at www.theapplejunkies.com.
Cool.
Yes, sir. That's it, man. You got anything before we get out of here?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. And again, we won't be back for 2 weeks because we're going bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly. And you'll be out of town anyways.
I will be out of town, so that works right in with it. So we'll see you all in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, have a happy holiday, right? Holiday weekend, isn't it?
No.
Memorial Day.
Yeah. We'll be recording on Memorial Day, or we might have to do it the day after.
Oh, I thought Memorial Day was this weekend.
No, that's the following
weekend. Oh, never mind then, everybody.
No. By the time we talk to him again, it'll either be Memorial Day or the day after.
All right.
Might have to record on that Tuesday.
Sounds good.
We'll see. But we'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks. Take care.